Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Welcome, citizen, to the second episode of the Liberty Critical Research Podcast. As your media director, it is my duty to inform you that the following story may contain content some listeners may find disturbing. This podcast has been labeled explicit and is intended for mature audiences. If you feel that at any point you are uncomfortable with the presented media, please terminate your broadcast. Otherwise, stay tuned and remember, Atreus endures.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Remember District 11 being so far away.
Do you walk much, Dr. Kovsky, or do you simply take the Skyrail? Welcome to our District 11 facility, Dr. Kovsky. While you will not be here long, the information we pick up from your dead drops will be collected and stored here. As you probably understand, the DFR operates with the utmost security and discretion. So, sadly, many of our facilities are underground.
So, is this the facility with the secret underground army?
No, Dr. Kovsky. Not this one, but your military outfit is located here. After all, this is a small facility.
Degenerate? Stealing my pumpkin? I told you I wanted pumpkin.
Well, you're getting chicken. Everyone else here loves pumpkin just as much as you do. Even Tongs. Right, Tongs?
It's Mrs. Tongs, Officer Jallo.
Hey, Tongs.
Tongs, maybe you can help settle this. I called dibs on the pumpkin. Now they're telling me that I have to have chicken. They say it's not fair because I had pumpkin this morning. But I was the first one awake. They could have had pumpkin if they woke up as early as I did and completed nearly as much work.
Dr. Kovsky, this is your protective entourage. Officers, please introduce yourselves to Dr. Kovsky.
So this is science, ma'am?
Officer Severus Jungfist, close quarters.
Officer Decima Jallo, pointman.
Officer Cato Patel, interface specialist.
Senior investigator Gradius Rodriguez, combat medic with previous experience working in the Fringe.
Okay, I guess that's fine. Hi. I'm Dr. Martalo Kovsky. I work in the fields of social engineering and psychological health. I'm glad to know I'll have a talented team. Watching my back? And front? And sides?
We will be having a special briefing with information provided by Senior Investigator Rodriguez at 1000 hours. All of you should finish eating before the briefing. Pumpkin or no pumpkin, Officer Jungquist.
Can we interest you in any meal, Doctor?
We've got everything. Chocolate included.
Don't worry, it's not our ration. It's stocked from this facility.
Sure. I'll have a tofu.
Oh, living large, are we?
Nervous stomach.
Sweet, sour, salty, savory. You seem like the savory sort. Catch.
Thanks.
So, Cato, did you hear? Longs West is starting his own monthly broadcast.
What's it gonna be about?
Not sure. Ads for it are pretty vague.
I don't see why people like that kid so much. I mean, what does he actually do?
Well, he was born to the West family.
Did anyone hear how much that new privacy hood is supposed to cost?
Yeah, about 3 months' pay. Unless you're a close quarters specialist.
I'm not buying it, I was just curious. They'll probably be debugging it for at least a year.
Yeah, never buy those things at launch.
So I was curious. Have any of you been out there before?
Rodriguez has. Not many people are assigned to the Fringe, and fewer come back.
That's why we got Rodriguez. And weapons. And you. You speak their language or something, right?
Dr. Kovsky has made great strides in the field of theoretical social engineering of Fringer populations.
Theoretical?
I assure you that Dr. Kovsky is the best in his field. But enough talk. Senior Investigator Rodriguez, would you begin the briefing?
Tomorrow we will be outfitting ourselves to appear as Fringers before leaving through an access tunnel into the Southern Fringe. Dr. Kovsky and Officer Jallo are still required at this time to receive the dual citizen mark, which will be taken care of following this briefing. When we exit the tunnel and finally arrive in the Southern Fringe, it is my personal recommendation that we begin by moving southeast, but this is to the discretion of Dr. Kovsky and what he believes is best for the mission. During the duration of the mission, it is my recommendation that inter-party communication is maintained at a minimal level of volume so your unique accent is not noticed by Fringers, which would draw attention.
Are any Fringer accent audio recordings available?
No. Additionally, I recommend that we elect an individual within our unit to appear as the leader of our group that isn't Dr. Kovsky. I recommend Jungfist or myself based on stature alone, as stature means more to Fringers than you would suspect.
Sorry, Jungfist.
No offense taken. I'm voting for Rodriguez as well.
Do you know their accent, Rodriguez?
There are literally hundreds of local dialects. I'm very familiar with three or four and can reproduce them when needed.
Could you say something for us right now, Infringer? I'm serious.
Perhaps after the briefing. Furthermore, I suggest keeping all valuables like meal, water canisters, and operational equipment out of sight. I also strongly advise against taking anything with you that you don't mind getting stolen, broken, or that would attract attention. You're going to see things in the Fringe, indecent things. Though every cell in your body will wish to help prevent some of the atrocities we are set to witness, know that we cannot. Just remind yourself that these are not people. They're Fringers. Creatures incapable of altruism, trust, or compassion. It is common to see Fringers eating Fringers. A severed foot has the worth of pork. While they are violent, attacks generally occur only when they are provoked. Provoking can include stepping into the wrong place at the wrong time, doing the wrong thing around the wrong individuals, having the wrong things in the right place, saying the wrong thing in general, and looking like an easy target. The rules are many. For instance, eye contact is generally bad outside of a building, but only within certain groups. Symbolism is more important than you ever thought before. An empty bullet casing embedded in a doorway means that the room is probably occupied by violent raiders who don't want to be bothered. Most of my knowledge is limited to the Eastern Fringe, so there will undoubtedly be variants, which is what we're there to document. Another thing to take note of will be the constant changes in pressure and temperature. Unlike Atreus, the Fringe does not have constant regional atmospheric control. These changes can make you dizzy, make you vomit, cause nosebleeds, and make your ears pop. You might not know what make your ears pop means just yet, but I can promise you that it's only a mild discomfort associated with atmospheric pressure changes. I regret that I am unable to give you additional information, as the Fringe is vastly inconsistent and varied even on a local level. Are there any additional questions?
Will we move in standard formation?
I would strongly advise against it.
So, if feet are pork, what's pumpkin?
I've seen them do some rather fancy things with intestines.
What is the easiest way to identify a threat? And do we have an interpersonal signal for when to engage diplomatically versus combatively?
First, everything in the Fringe is either capable of fighting or is closely guarded by such. Second, we should establish words that indicate an upcoming conflict or some form of immediate danger in a given situation. In the past, I've used a scale of sweet, savory, salty, and sour. Sweet means diplomatic, sliding up to sour, which means everything is about to hit the gutter. You'll find that with Fringer dialect, these words can easily be slipped into a sentence.
Are there any particularly obvious cultural taboos?
While our upcoming mission will give us this information, I found that in the Eastern Fringe, they tend to hate Atreans, so don't compromise our origin. Respect is also very important to Fringers. If you have the opportunity to be respectful, shy of a salute, I found that small pleasantries do well to avoid unnecessary conflict.
How can we show respect to these aberrations?
You simply view them as a series of exploitable commodities. If we scare them off or aggravate them too much, we will not be able to get the information we require.
We need to hear the accent. We need to be able to talk to these people. I can't be expected to interview them if I'm not even permitted to talk with them.
I just drop extra words in your speech here, punk ass.
I need to sound like that?
Also, try not to use any words that contain more than three syllables or the word fringer. They generally identify themselves based on a gang affiliation or a similar local tie.
When is it appropriate to use words like punk?
They typically don't use derogatory slang when speaking with someone of importance, but it's fairly common when dealing with comrades.
How do I say, explain to me your intergroup social structure?
Who's a boss? And who's his boss? And perhaps, you doing it with those guys?
I'm gonna die.
Dr. Kovsky, Officer Jallo, please come with me. We need to outfit you with the dual citizen mark.
I can, speak a fringe language.
That was perfect.
So you're point man. What's that entail?
It means I'm great at being quiet. And I've got the best eyes in Atreus.
Please place your hand into the machine, Dr. Kovsky. This will hurt a little.
Ow!
Big baby.
Officer Jallo?
See? It wasn't that painful.
The swelling should subside in 4 to 6 hours.
So that's it. I'm officially in Fringer relations.
If anyone wants me to bring any messages to your respective family, coworkers, or friends, please record them now, as I will be departing within the hour.
Just give you my data pad once I'm done?
No, I actually just purchased one of those new Zhao privacy hoods. Just transfer them to me via the shortwave. There's no password or encryption yet.
Excellent. Here's a few pre-recorded messages. Don't send the ones marked farewell, though. Unless I don't come back.
I also pre-recorded my message. I didn't do a farewell one, though. I guess it doesn't really matter.
I've just got the one file, but it's pretty big. Wow, that was pretty quick. That Zhao, genius.
As this was unexpected, I still need to record mine. Is there anywhere more private?
You can use the lavatory, Dr. Kovsky.
All right, thanks. Command, create audio-visual recording message for family.
Starting audio-visual recording of message for
family. Hey everyone, Mom, Dad, Luca. I wanted to inform you that I unexpectedly made a great breakthrough in my work. Or at least I will be very soon. Because of this, my department has asked that I can't really tell you, but I'll be absent for a few weeks. Or more. This thing that's going on is exciting and terrifying at the same time. I've got a new thing I'm working on with a new team. They seem interesting and friendly. Yeah, I think I'll like working with them. I will not be able to receive any communications during my research period, so please don't send any messages. I know I haven't seen you in a while, but know that I'm thinking of you. When I return, I'll have a great cause for celebration, and I'd like to take you out to the central city for drinks. My treat. Remember the time we celebrated Victory Day at that bar near Jacob West Park? It'll be like that. Only we won't give Luca quite so much alcohol. Well, that's all I can really say at the moment. I just wanted to let you know that I miss you. May the Archon watch over you. All of you.
Recording ended. Audio-visual message saved.
Command. Send the message to interface Tongs.
Message sent to
Tongs.
Thank you all for your time. I'll be sure these messages reach their intended destination. May the Archon watch over you.
Bye, Tongs.
So, now what?
You're in control of the operation, but I suggest that we use what little time we have improving your Fringer speak.
That would be useful. Let's do that.
Damn it, Jungvist! Put down that pumpkin!
I had it first, it's mine.
Today is still the first day of the fifth month in the year 709. It is nearing 2700 hours. I met my protective detail today. They seem like an interesting collective. Officer Jungvist is something of a jester, but he and Officer Patel are overall pleasant. Officer Jalo is determined, and I'm glad she'll be watching over us. Best eyes in Atreus, she says, and little seems to escape her. Investigator Rodriguez is difficult to explain. Unless it pertains to the mission, he finds little need to talk. I feel as though he's the only one who fully understands what we're getting ourselves into. This morning I thought I was waking up to theoretical models, so the gravity of the situation still has yet to impact me. I'm too afraid to admit to everyone that I'm afraid. Investigator Rodriguez told us some horror stories during the briefing, and Officer Jalo brought up a valid concern. How can we even begin to question something so vastly different from anything we've experienced? On a personal note, I feel as though I made a mistake. I squandered what may have been my final opportunity to speak to my family. I know that I didn't expect this, but my final recording was inadequate. There's so much more I wish I could have said. It was far too casual. If these records are ever released to the public, Mom, Dad, Luca, sorry about the inadequate message. I love you very much, and we should share meals more often. I mean, have dinner more often. Sorry, official guy that has to listen to all these logs. These are going to get personal.
Thank you for listening to the Liberty Podcast. Episode 2 of Liberty Critical Research was written by Caitlin Statz and co-created and produced by Travis Vengroff. The voice of Dr. Martalokovsky was Paul Maya. Mrs. Tongs and Oriella Stolo were Caitlin Statz. Kato Patel was Brian Keller. Decima Jalo was Lauren Griffin. Severus Ljungqvist was Travis Vengroff. And Gradius Rodriguez was John Carter. The music and sound for this broadcast were recorded and designed by Careless Juja. If you have enjoyed listening to Liberty Critical Research, please rate and review us on iTunes. To support the Liberty Podcast, please visit our Patreon at patreon.com/libertypodcast. Liberty is a Fool and Scholar production. This production is copyright 2015 by John Dossinger Publishing, and Liberty is a trademark of Travis Vengroff. Thank you for listening, and may the Archon watch over you.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.